C.T. Vivian, John F. Kennedy, and Annie Malone are among the individuals recommended for consideration as possible new names for some Peoria public schools.
In changing the names, I look for influential people that I believe we all can look up to, and these are just recommendations.
That's Gregory Wilson, District 150 Board of Education Vice President. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Monday, August 31st, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The successful remediation of one brownfield on Peoria's south side may help open the door to the removal of another blight on the neighborhood, the deteriorating old Harrison School. Tim Shelley has more.
After a new Harrison Community Learning Center opened, District 150 sold the old Harrison School across the street to a salvager for $10.
The property originally from the school district was sold to a private property owner who went in and stripped everything of value out of it and really left a shell that is contaminated and has a huge price tag.
That's Peoria Assistant Community Development Director Joe Doolin. He says the cost of demolishing the old school is more than the city can muster without state or federal help. First District Councilwoman Denise Moore says it's a priority to tear down the eyesore across the street from the new school.
Kids go there every day, and they shouldn't have to see this big albatross that is sitting there, sold for $10 to someone who stripped it, released all kind of contaminants in the building, and then walked away.
Brownfield grant from the U.S. EPA might be one option in the future.
I can't wait to get Harrison torn down. The last estimate, I think it was like $1.2 million just to tear the building down. And that's before you even get anybody interested in the site. And so we've got a long way to go yet with that.
Doolin says there's also an ongoing court process to force the current property owner to bear the demolition costs. But the property has traded hands several times. And the process starts all over again when that happens. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials reported 56 new confirmed COVID-19 cases ahead of the weekend, bringing the regional total to 3,612. No new deaths were reported. Bradley University reported 9 positive COVID-19 tests and a positivity rate of just over 2.5% through the first week of class. And some Peoria-based first responders have been deployed to Northern California to assist in battling wildfires. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Peoria Public Schools District 150 is examining name changes for facilities honoring Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Theodore Roosevelt, Calvin Coolidge, Charles Lindbergh, and Benjamin Harrison. Board of Education Vice President Gregory Wilson tells Joe Deacon the plan to rename the schools is something he's thought about for quite some time.
As a board member, we have the opportunity to make public remarks. So what I did was take the time to make my remarks, asking that the process begin to rename the schools that have ties with individuals that are racist and or slave owners.
What was your method for determining which buildings should be renamed?
Honestly, I looked at all of our schools. We have 27 total, and looked at each of the names to see which schools were named after who, and kind of did my research that way, along with several historians as well. Definitely did my homework to ensure that the schools that I chose, that those individuals definitely fit the criteria of having either, you know, racist ideals, slave owner, or held certain prejudices against other cultures.
Who are some of the people that you're recommending for consideration, and why do you believe they are worthy of consideration?
Well, Reverend C.T. Vivian, I think, goes without saying, he's a prominent civil rights leader. He led some of his first protests / sit-ins here in the city of Peoria, Illinois. He is recognized nationally as a prominent African-American that has fought for our rights, so I'm proud that he has ties back here to Peoria. Jane Elliott, an amazing author. For years, she fights against prejudice against African-Americans. Annie Malone, the first black female millionaire, went to Central High School, Peoria High. John F. Kennedy, I believe, you know, if he wouldn't have passed, that he would have done a lot of great things for our country. Henry C. Gibson, another person with ties to Peoria, is the first African-American police officer in Peoria. Bishop Harold Breon Dawson, Jr., who led New Life Church, I had the honor of attending his church many times. And then you have Dr. Ellen Ochoa, who is the first Latina to transcend into space. In changing the names, I look for influential people that I believe that we all can look up to. And these are just recommendations.
Do you anticipate getting any pushback from people who may not want these changes, that want to keep the tradition of the buildings that have held these names for years? And what would you say to those people?
My message to them is change may not necessarily be agreed upon. We very well may have a difference of opinion. However, we need to change the name of the schools to reflect the current times that we're in. I love a great conversation, and I'm open for that conversation. So I would never say anything negative to anyone that feels like this isn't the right time. People have differences of opinion all the time. This is going to be no different. I'm prepared to have that conversation.
That's Peoria Board of Education Vice President Gregory Wilson talking to WCBU's Joe Deacon. For more of their interview, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, the Peoria Housing Authority will meet via Zoom today at noon to discuss updates to the Taft Homes redevelopment project. The PHA recently received approval from the U.S. Housing and Urban Development Department to commence the demolition and reconstruction of the public housing units. You can expect to find the latest at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.